Often, it seems the most extensive section in any bookstore is self-help. The irony is strange. Some aspects of my life are in shambles, so who better to turn to for help than me, the one who probably created the shamble? The category has always seemed to be a bit like saving yourself from drowning. You may be able to tread water for a while, but eventually, someone much more reliable and capable must come along to pull you out of the water, and I wonder who that could be. When you feel like you're drowning, where do you turn for help? Whose hand do you reach for? Well, I pray this meditation from Psalm chapter 68 will help you take the hand of your Savior, who is much better equipped to save and rescue you from your burdens. So rest here as we begin. Just begin to escape now into this time of safe refuge, place of divine encounter. Whether at dawn or dusk, settle deeper into this divine sanctuary of quiet contemplation. A retreat to be humble before God. Take a moment now to come lowly into His presence. As we continue, begin to take inventory of any prideful thoughts and choose to let them slip now behind you. Allow your intentions to shift from self-help to divine rescue. Center on this present moment of eternal salvation found only in the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit. Resting now in the saving arms of God, listen and respond to Lamentations chapter 3, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, bear my burdens. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. God's loving kindness is new every morning. So Heavenly Father, bear my burdens. It is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because His tender compassions never fail. So Heavenly Father, please bear my burdens. Great and beyond measure is God's faithfulness. So Heavenly Father, thank you for bearing my burdens. Continue to rest here in silence, safe in this refuge, and secure in this place of holy encounter. What is your first instinct when you feel the pressure of life pushing against you? Well, take a moment to ponder your emotions when you realize that you are over your head. Have you ever been unable to save yourself? Have you ever felt abandoned by others? And be honest, have you ever felt forgotten by God? Be honest with your answers. There is no judgment here. You are safe. Now allow those negative emotions to drift up and away. Feelings of fear and anxiety are not of God, so let them drift along as you center your thoughts on surrender to your sovereign God. Surrender pride and choose humility. Your thoughts may drift and wander between pride and humility, between self-worth and divine dependence. That's human. No worries, no condemnation. But just allow your conflicted mind to be a trigger to center once more on choosing to humbly surrender to the care and rescue of God. Take this next minute now and intentionally center on the salvation of God. Allow panic to ease and tears to come if they will. And take this minute to whisper your centering prayer, Heavenly Father, please bear my burdens. Center to on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't control the pace or the rhythm for now. Just notice the gentleness of your breathing. Be aware of each breath that you take. Is it shallow or deep? Fast or slow? Each breath is designed to save and heal you. So center on each breath. Be present with each breath. Now take a deep breath in slowly, deeply. Hold it for a moment. And now release it by blowing it out through your mouth. Imagine breathing in the very presence of God, the Spirit of God. Let each breath remind you of the healing of your salvation. Continue breathing slowly in and out for a minute, and center if you can on the word humility. Continue as you center now on God's message for you from Psalm chapter 68, verse 19, and we'll begin in the New King James Version. I want you to listen to this letter, written by King David, a soul well acquainted with self-rescue, placing his trust in himself rather than God. So cherish each word for you from David through the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit reaching out to save you. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. Did any ideas seem more fresh or novel or new in this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and mind to be transformed by the rescuing care of God. Take now his hand. Listen once more now to the expanded passage from the New Living Translation. Praise the Lord, praise God our Savior, for each day he carries us in his arms, Selah. Our God is a God who saves. The Sovereign Lord rescues us from death. How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on humbly placing your trust in God. In this third reading, reflect on this passage as it becomes your own prayer from the New International Version. Lord God, I give all praise to you. Lord God, you are my Savior. You daily bear my burdens. You are the God who saves me. And by your grace, through faith in your Son, I am able to escape from death. What do you desire most from God at this moment? Well, I want to give you this next minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and return to the saving hand of God. While resting, with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, I want you to see yourself standing on the shore of a mountain stream. Take your first step into the water. Is it cold? Keep walking in a bit further. How far do you begin to sink down? Is the water up to your ankles? Or your knees? Maybe your waist? Is the bottom of the stream smooth or lined with slippery stones? I want you to feel the force of the water pressing against you. And now, look up. See Christ extending his hand to you. Remember, he can walk on water. So what do you see in his eyes? How does your hand feel in his as he guides you to safety? Or rest here for this next minute, in this time of safe refuge, a place of divine encounter, secure in his arms. Take all the time that you need. He is in no rush, nor should you be. Stay here for a while longer if you can, your mind surrendered and humbled in the loving presence and care of the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit. But before rushing off into your day or falling off to sleep, consider this. Do you feel the world overtaking you, pushing you over? Well, look with expectation for the saving hand of God. And how might God use you to remind another of his salvation? For now, let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember that God daily loads you with benefits, the God of your salvation. So may you know the salvation of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the hand of God now and always. Amen.